today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series in Philippians chapter 4. And if you can, I'd encourage you to go find a Bible and open the Scripture as we consider His Word together. While you're doing that, I want to encourage you to go look at our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find a number of things there. For one, you'll find a little tab that says Contact Us. And there you can send us a little note about where you're hearing the program today. If you'll write to us and send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. These little journals easily fit into a shirt pocket or a purse or to a Bible case. It'll be easy to carry around and a place where you can write down prayer requests and then write down as God answers and a little place to keep record of your prayers to the Lord. And so we just want to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. So you can go through the website, again, considerhisword.org, and leave us a note there. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the responses that we get actually come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Last week we were talking about that red sign. You may have seen it around that says, keep calm and carry on. These posters were produced during World War II to encourage the people to keep calm. Now, there were some other posters made that would encourage people to realize what was going on and to just keep on with their life and to keep carrying on. These posters particularly, almost 2.5 million of them were made, but very few of them were ever actually posted. And in the year 2000, one of these posters appeared in a box of books at a bookstore, and they put it up, and it has become popular ever since. Maybe you have seen them around. And from Philippians 4, as Paul is writing to this church, I believe he's saying to them much the same thing, but in different words. Let me read a couple of verses real quick. In Philippians 4, in verse 1, he said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Go down a few verses. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In verse 6, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, last week we particularly talked about how that when he talks about being steadfast in the Lord, it means to just keep going. It means to kind of hang in there and to stay with it. I know that for many people, they have not been able to go to church, and now that their church is open, they haven't even started back yet. And I know there's fears, and I understand that. But if you can, I'd encourage you to get back to your church. They need you there. And keep on keeping on for the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, the Bible says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so we are to be steadfast, rejoicing, he said in verse 4. And he said, let your moderation be known. Now, the word moderation here is an interesting word because it means to have a gentle patience or a calm assurance. And so we kind of take from this to be calm and carry on. But how can we do that? And so for the next week or two, we're going to look at a couple of ways that we can do that. Now, I also wanted to mention here that he said, the Lord is at hand. And you've got to know that the Lord is right there with you. He never leaves you. His presence is with you. His power is with you. He's right there. And you can call upon him. We're going to be talking about that more today as we continue in this passage of Scripture. So you see, he said we could keep calm knowing that we have the privilege of prayer. We can keep calm knowing that we can call on the Lord. And he encourages us to do that. Let me read verse 6 again. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You can call unto him. God wants you to call to him. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Now, in this passage of Scripture, he said, be careful for nothing. What does that mean? In some Bible versions, it will say, don't be anxious or be anxious for nothing. It really means don't worry. You realize that worry, it comes from a couple of places. Worry comes from frustration. Worry comes from fear. And often it's fear because fear of something that might happen or fear because something won't happen. And so he's telling us, don't worry. Again, in a sense, be calm and carry on. And so what is the remedy? How do we do that? By prayer, by calling on the Lord. He said, don't worry about anything. Let your requests be made known unto God in everything by prayer and supplication. He said, don't worry, pray. In fact, a short way we could read this verse would be to don't worry about anything, pray about everything. And what a great time for prayer. This would be a great time for you to start your own prayer ministry. And he says to pray, tell him about it. Now, you know, prayer often, here he says, let your request be made known unto God. And often we do that, but it's more than that. Many times we come to God with a grocery list of saying, Lord, I need this, and I want this, and I want that. But you see, prayer is not just talking to God, but it's listening to him as well. And whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, he said, tell him about it. And don't just ask him about it, tell him about it. That's what he means to pray about it. He says, by prayer. By prayer is just simply talking to God. And you realize, you can pray. I'm always a little surprised at how many people come up and say, pray for me, Pastor, pray for me. And I'm happy to do it, and I will pray for them. And sometimes I pray for them right then. As you know, sometimes I think, well, just pray for yourself. You know, if their prayer life was right, they might not be asking me for prayer. Now, it's right to ask for prayer. And I wonder what their prayer life is like if they're asking me to pray for them. And so talking to him, and he says, by prayer and supplication. Now, supplication, this is when we come and ask. So talk to him about it, and then ask. There used to be a song that says, call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. And so the supplication, he said, by prayer and supplication. The supplication is asking him about it. Ask him about wisdom. Ask him to meet that need. Ask him for direction. Ask him for guidance. Ask him for direction. Asking what you need to do to help. Remember hearing a story about a pastor who said that they had a ministry in their church where they had a pantry that they would give out food, but the pantry had pretty much gone empty, and they People had not been donating and they had very little. And somebody came to him and said, "Pastor, we need some food." And the pastor said, "Well, I'll pray with you and I'll pray for you about it. And I don't have anything to give you right now." And he went back to his office and he began to pray for them. And God told him, he said, "Son, you be the answer to the prayer. You go and take them the groceries." You see, prayer is listening to God. It's obeying God. It's talking to God, but it is asking him. But it also says that we should do it with a thankful heart. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer, talking to him, and supplication, asking him with thanksgiving. That means that we come to him with a humble heart and a humble attitude as we seek the Lord. You realize this thankfulness is really an act of worship. And we come realizing that God could answer our prayer. And you know, if God decides, he could say no. Some have said that God answered prayer in three ways. God says yes. Sometimes God says no. And sometimes God says wait. And when you come with a thankful heart, you come willing to receive whatever the will of God is and whatever God is wanting to do in your life and in your heart. And then he said, "Let your requests be made known unto God." Here's where our prayer list comes in. And we come, and maybe it's people that you're praying for, people in your own family. I know right now that we pray for the people that we know that have the coronavirus. And we pray for people we know who are overcoming it and are being healed. We pray for families that are in need. We pray for people all over the world. And we bring our requests. You know, that's what we say. We take prayer requests. And then together in our church, we let those requests be made known unto God. I have a prayer request. I would ask that you'd pray for this ministry. Pray that God would provide. Pray that God would expand it, that we could reach even more people. Would you pray for us? So where does the calming part come in? It comes in the next verse. We're not going to have time to get to it much today, but he said, "And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You see, there it is. Keep calm and carry on. And you can have that calm assurance and you can have that calmness in your heart and that calmness in your life if you'll just spend some time with the Lord in prayer, calling unto him, talking to him, bringing your request to him, and then seeing him answer those requests. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.